Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I hope we all are making it through this week. We are halfway there. Keep sticking to it. We got some really great stuff planned for you today. The first song we have up for you today is actually one that I just discovered, and I just really love the lyrics and the meaning behind the lyrics, and it is called Freedom Hymn by Austin French.
Push, I pull, go back and forth, finding myself pounding on a locked door. I try to make it out alone without your help, but I know I never win this war. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me without you. Listen to sound of change breaking. This is the heart changing, this is a song of the soul forgiving. This is my freedom hymn. This is my freedom hymn, my freedom hymn. This is my freedom hymn, my freedom hymn. I breathe the air of freedom in, knowing my life is better off in your hands. The past is gone, what's done is done. Now I'm alive, and I'm never gonna look back. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me without you. This is the sound of chains breaking. This is the beat of a heart changing. This is the song of a soul.
Today's scripture comes from Psalms 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. The next song we have up for you today is Love Lifting Me by Tasha Layton.
Hallelujah, your love is lifting me.
For today's talking point, I wanted to talk about something that I don't think we've talked about before, but I wanted to talk about why we kind of chose the career paths that we chose. For me, I chose teaching because one of my favorite teachers, I still remember her name. Her name was Miss Downs. She was my sixth grade social studies teacher. And I remember social studies, my least favorite subject of all. I completely dislike it. I cannot stand it. And I never understood it. So I always got bad grades. But she just really made that class fun. And she made me want to be in there. And she made me want to actually learn about what we were being taught. And she always had different ways to teach the lessons, and she had this huge binder that was worth a lot of points at the end of the year, but you got to work in groups for every single assignment you did on it, and by the end of the year, that was where most of your points came from. And I just really love that she did most of her points as a group project, just because I do better in groups and stuff like that. But she is one of the reasons I wanted to become a teacher, just so I can make learning fun for kids. And then another reason I wanted to become a teacher was because I have had a couple bad teachers in my life, and just their attitude toward their job really steered me in the direction of becoming a teacher, because I don't want to be that teacher for those kids. I want to be a teacher who they know cares about their job, and that they a teacher that they know that loves what they're doing, because I know for sure I'm going to love what I'm doing. And I just really want to make it fun for those kids, especially with the younger ages, because they don't always want to be in school and they don't always want to learn new things and stuff like that. But there's plenty of ways that I can get the kids involved while still making it fun and while they're still learning. So those are a few of the reasons why I've always wanted to become a teacher.
So for me, the reason I want to go into the film industry, it's actually kind of childish and kind of immature, I guess. But my senior year, a Disney movie came out, and it was the second of a three-part trilogy, and it was Descendants 2. And at the end of the movie, there's a dance scene where all of the main characters are celebrating their victory, and they're dancing in this water, and it was at, like, a Royal Cotillion, so it was, like, a fun, you know, upscale event, I guess you can call it. And watching that scene, it just made me feel inspired, because they were all having so much fun, you know, doing their jobs as actors and actresses and making it more realistic and more fun. And because it is a children's movie, however, I felt really inspired because the writers behind that really drove that scene and made it what it was. And all of these people came together to work on this one specific scene, making it as great as it was. So I think that is really the main reason why I wanted to go into the film industry, was so I can deliver that inspiration to someone else and maybe inspire someone to become a dancer or become a writer or, you know, an actor or actress. I really hope that I could inspire people the way that I was inspired by that movie.
The last song that we have for you today is by actually one of the artists that we haven't done in a while, and it is Nobody by Casting Crowns.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite. We'll all never get it right, but it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is Everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Go down in history.
As another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
'Cause I'm just a nobody,
nobody.
Trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Thank you so much for joining us today for The Daily. We are so glad that you have joined us today, and we hope that you have a great rest of your day and a great midweek recharge. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And you're listening to
The Daily.